Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah hey, the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, shechting the Korban Pesach. There are at least 9 mitzvos in Parshas Bo related to Korban Pesach. This is the first one, the mitzvah of shechting the Korban Pesach. So, starts us off, the Sefer HaChinuch. L'shchot biyom arba asar b'nisan bein ha'arbayim. The mitzvah is to shech the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan in the late afternoon. As we will talk about soon, in more detail, set tamim zachar ben shana, a tamim, a perfect animal. This is the first carbon that we could talk about. A male, ben shana, a year old, ogedi, or a goat, bebeis ha-bechira, in the beis ha-mikdash. Vezeh ha-nikra, carbon ha-pesach. This is the Korban Pesach. As the pasuk says, shene'emar v'shachatu oso, kol kahal adas Yisrael ben harabayim. The pasuk says that all the Jewish people, the entire Jewish people, should shech the Korban Pesach. If you put a Rashi on the pasuk here in Parshas Bo, it talks about v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. What every single person is shechting the Korban Pesach. Every single person shechting the kol kahal. So Rashi says this is one of the sources for the concept of shlucho shel adam kamoso. The shlichus, which comes up many places in Shas, the concept that you can appoint a shliach to do something, just like we didn't mention it by Mila, but obviously a Moel. But here, one of the sources is, every single person has an obligation to shech the Korban Pesach. How do they do that? Shlucho shaladam kamosa. Okay, so 2 points on this first paragraph. The chinas language is, as we know, to shech it on the 14th day of Nisan. That day, if you look, is Erev Pesach. It's not on Pesach. The Korban Pesach is shechted before Pesach. If you look in Torah Shebichsav, Pesach, though we call Pesach Pesach, in the Torah, what we call Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. But Erev Pesach is called Pesach. If you look in Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us, B'chodesh HaRishon Barbasar L'chodesh Bein Harabayim, Pesach L'Shem. Erev Pesach is called Pesach. U'v'chamisha Azayom L'chodesh Hazeh, Chag HaMatzos L'Shem. What we call Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. Pesach is Erev Pesach. If you look in the Vilna Gaon makes this comment as well, that Erev Pesach itself has its own special status because that's the day that the Korban Pesach is brought, sacrificed. The Gra says this in Hilchos Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredei, in Hilchos Avelos, as we know, Yantiv breaks Shiva. Somebody's sitting Shiva, and Yantiv comes, no more Shiva. Shiva, he's already sat more than Shiva, he's in the Shloshim, then Yantiv breaks Shloshim. Yantiv, Simchas Yantiv and Avelos cannot coexist. The question is, on Erev Yantiv, when does Shiva stop? How long before Yantiv could somebody get up and wash himself and do all the preparations? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to go until before Yantiv, whatever time you need to get ready, that's as much time as you're allowed to stop before Yantiv. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Tes, Sif Gimel. But then the Rama says, with one exception, u'be'erev Pesach mutter b'kol achar chatzos. Dehainu mizman shchitas haPesach ve'elach. Once erev Pesach is different, it could stop already at chatzos. Why? Says the Gra, nira dechashiv kamo moed. Erev Pesach itself is a special yantif. It's called Pesach in the Torah. That's the day of Shechitas HaPesach, and therefore it has special status. Reb Levi Yisrael Mibarditchev points out, though, that we don't call it that. We call Pesach Pesach. So why in the Torah does HaKadosh Baruch Hu call Pesach Chag HaMatzos, and we call it Pesach? This Reb Levi Yisrael is quoted in the Yachon Boaz Mishnayos. On the side of the Mishnayos, in the Tosfos Chadashim, he quotes this question from Reb Levi Yisrael Mibarditchev, and he says it's an idea that many Achronim mentioned, but it's Reb Levi Yitzchak put it over here. And that is Pesach. The name Pesach symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu passing over our houses and saving us. Chag HaMatzos symbolizes our going out of Mitzrayim very fast with Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. We don't let the dough rise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always likes to praise us. And we always like to praise Hashem. So when we talk about the holiday, we call it Pesach, 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 because it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Pesach is Erev Pesach. I'm going to call it Chag HaMatzos, because Chag HaMatzos, Matzah, they left quickly, that's a praise of Am Yisrael. So that's the Reb Levi Yisrael Mibarditchev. We find this many other places. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mikam Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. What does it say in our tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We praise Hashem, Hashem praises us. The Klei Yakar says the same idea in Parshas Matos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Me'ez HaMidyanim, go fight the Midianim, go take the nekama of Bnei Yisrael. And the very next pasuk, Vayomer, Moshe said, Laseis Nikmas Hashem b'Midian. Is it Nikmas Bnei Yisrael or is it Nikmas Hashem? So, the Klal Yisrael says beautifully, no, Kaddish Baruch Hu was worried about a Klal Yisrael's covet. Klal Yisrael is worried about a Kaddish Baruch Hu's covet. So, Hashem tells Moshe, Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, Nikmas Hashem. So it's always a love-love relationship, but they always put, Klal Yisrael and Kaddish Baruch Hu always put each other first, but it all comes out at root from the fact that Pesach in Torah Shebichsav is Erev Pesach, as we say here in the Chinuch, that the day that we shech the Karban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. Good. The Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Bahaloscha, tells us that the Karban Pesach is a defining Karban in the world of Karbanos. It is a unique Karban, and it has special symbolism. You don't even have to read the Meshech Chachma for this. It comes out implicitly from the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Karbanos has, as we know, he has many halachas in every sefer. The first set of halachas in Sefer Karbanos is Karban Pesach. You think, why does he put that one first? There's many halachas of Karbanos that he could put. But he first, specifically Karban Pesach. You could say maybe because chronologically it was first. Okay, maybe that's one reason. But the Rambam doesn't always go by chronologically. It was the first Karban that we were commanded to do. But maybe because it is the root, it is the symbol of much of what Yadus has to stand for. So the Meshech Chachma in Baloscha, in the context of Pesach Sheni, which is a separate mitzvah, which Brother Hashem will have to get to at some point, but there says the Meshech Chachma, Ki a Pesach more. Oh, first he starts off with a question. He says, we know that Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael only gave two Karban Pesachs throughout the Midbar, in year 1 and in year 40. That was it, right? Well, year 1, they were going out. But even year 2, right after in year 2, they did the Karban Pesach, and then in year 40, no Karban Pesach is in the middle. Why not? So Chazal say, maybe there was no, it would have been dangerous, they were traveling, and there was no way for them to be healed. That's one idea. Suggest by Meshech Chachma, again, his own pshat, maybe there's something deeper here. Really, the Chiv of Karban Pesach only kicked in when they came to Eretz Yisrael. And he has Diyukim and Psukim for that. So why they give it in year 2 and year 40? Says the Meshech Chachma, because what's Karban Pesach about? Karban Pesach, at root, is a reflection of Hashgacha. Zemore al Hashgacha Pratis. Asher mitzuyan ba Yisrael mikol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karban Pesach was given, and we put it on our doorway, and Makas Bechoros, and Karban Pesach, everybody has to eat a kezayis, as we'll get to, and everybody's equal, and everybody has to make sure that everybody else has a karban. It symbolizes we are all equal avadim, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in charge of the entire world, and he could do whatever he wants. That's what Karban Pesach is about. Umor Asher Hashem Yisbarach Rotze B'Kiyaman Emtsayim V'Chever HaEnoshes Asher Mitam Zeh Nechol L'Chaburos. It's eaten in groups. And it's Moran Hashem's Ratzon Ki Yevatel HaShibud Me HaAdam L'HaAdam. I'm just picking out lines of the Meshech Chachma that Hashem doesn't want people to serve people. He only wants people to serve Him. So that's why when we became free, He gave us the Karban Pesach. But what do you put it all together? Karban Pesach is about Emunah in Hashem, and it's the anti-Avodah Zarah. It's combating Avodah Zarah. That's what all the messages of Karban Pesach tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's why Dafka, in year 2 and 40, we needed to bring a Karban Pesach. Why? Right after the Ego, and right after Pa'or. Right after the two Avodah Zarah situations in the Midbar, says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievably, that is why Dafka then. Acharei she'asu Yisrael la'egal tziv Hashem Yisbarach b'shana ha'shenis la'asos ha'pesach la'archikim al'avdilam otara migului avodas galilim v'chein b'shas ha'arboim she'tol l'bal po'or v'yisbal l'bal po'or asiv Hashem Yisbarach la'asos pesach b'gilgal. Right after they went in, they had to do Karban Pesach. Right after Yeshua took them in, because of the Avodah Zarah that they had done previously. But that's what Karban Pesach is about. And he even explains this with a Rashi that many times we run through. But Rashi, it's Rashi in Shmos. It's a Medrash in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Ches. Rashi has a Havamina that every ger, the day he converts, has to bring a Karban Pesach, even if he converts in the middle of the summer. Every ger has to bring a Karban Pesach. Tam Alomer doesn't have to. We have a what's the Havamina? Why would we think that a ger has to bring a Karban Pesach? Says the Meshech Chachma, because of my idea. Because Karban Pesach is to counter Avodah Zarah. And that's why it was brought Dafka in year 2 and year 40. And they didn't bring it in between. So we would think, maybe a ger. He has to, because it's symbolizing his turning his back on his previous life. Kamash Malan, we don't do that. And he has other rites as well. But this is the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beha'aloscha. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'inyan HaMitzvahu. So what is the mitzvah about? Shem is kabsin anashim mi Yisrael l'chaburos. Everybody in amongst the Jewish people gets into groups. It's the only carbon that has these halachas. Right? You have to eat it in groups. V'lochin min hashok o min hashok o mi beisam. G'di achar osa. You either buy an animal or take it from your house. Tamim zachar ben shana. V'shochadun oso be'ezras beis hamikdash b'yom arba'asar b'nisan bein har abayim. As we said, we shachted in the azara of the beis hamikdash. Right? It is an example. Pesach is kodshei kalim. It's a specific type of shlamim, and it's shafted in the azara. V'achar kach le'erev ochlen oso bein kulam achar ma'achalam. And that night, the night of the Seder, the first night of Pesach, it is eaten amongst all of them, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. At the end of their eating, shem mitzvasa le'ochlo al hasova. You eat at the end of your meal, because the mitzvah is to eat it al hasova, when you are satiated. We'll get back to that in a minute, but first let's mention something else. The Rambam here counts the mitzvah shechting the Korban Pesach, the Sefer Chinuch, which again follows the Rambam. Tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem, mitzvah Vav, is the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. The Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs, shechting the Korban Pesach and eating the Korban Pesach. If you look in other Rishonim, Rav Sadia Gaon, Paskins, he counts it as one big mitzvah. One big mitzvah, shechting and eating it. After all, the whole purpose is to eat it. There's a line in the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav, which says, right, the whole point of Korban Pesach is to eat it. Even if it's betuma. Other karbanos, you never eat betuma, but Pesach is only, it's all about eating it. So therefore, how could the Rambam count Shechita and Achila, two separate ideas? Shechita is to get to the Achila. The Iker by Pesach is the Achila. So isn't Rav Sadi going right? It's two, it should be counted as one big mitzvah. Shechita is just connected to Achila. So 2 points. Number one, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, one of the great Achronim from 100 years ago, says, but how can he count it as the same mitzvah? You can't do both actions in the same day. Shechita has to be on the 14th. Eating has to be on the 15th at night. So of course it's two ideas. You're right, one leads to the other. But you know why the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs? Because one is Yudalid, one is Tesvav. Number one. And number two, other Achronim say, the mitzvah Hamelach, as I quoted yesterday and others, no, it must be the Rambam understands that the avoda of the Korban Pesach has independent significance. After all, what did we just read? V'shachatu oso kol ka'al adas b'nei Yisrael. It's not just about eating it. Every Jew has a mitzvah of shechita. That's the makar of shlichus, that every Jew has to shecht it. So obviously it seems that there's something unique about the avoda itself. It's not just about the achila, and therefore the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs out of the 613, shechting the Korban Pesach and eating the Korban Pesach. Two separate ideas. Getting back to the last line that we mentioned, when is it eaten? As we know, it's eaten at the end of the Seder. We eat the afikomen as a simen of that, bezman hazeh, but you eat it at the end, al hasova. What does al hasova mean? Al hasova does not mean after one is satiated. Al hasova means it completes the satiation process. Right? We're not supposed to eat after we're full. It might not even be considered an eating if we eat after we're full. There was a fascinating Gemara and Tosfos in Maseches Nazir. It's elsewhere also, but I'll read it to you from Nazir. The Gemara says in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, quoting the pasuk in Hosea, Yisharim Darchei Hashem. Straight are the ways of God. Tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikashluvam. Tzadikim will walk in them, and those who are posheya, who are negligent, will stumble in them. What's the case? Who are the tzadikim? Who are the poshim? So the Gemara says, Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam shet salu es pischehen. Two people eating the Korban Pesach. One eats it l'shem mitzvah, and one eats it l'shem achila gasa. One eats it for a mitzvah, one eats it in a achila gasa. He's totally full, and he's eating it. So the one who eats it l'shem mitzvah, that's a tzaddik. The one who eats it l'shem achila gasa is a posheya. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, Gamalei Reish Lakish, that's a rasha. That's a posheya. He didn't do the mitzvah in a muvchar. He ate it as achila gasa, but he still did the mitzvah. So on that Gemara, Tosva says, it sounds like from the Gemara that if you eat it as an achila gasa, which means after I'm full, I eat it, it sounds like it's still called an achila. But if you look in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei, I'm a Beis, if I eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, I'm putter from kares, because that's not called an eating. So if I eat it when I'm stuffed and I eat, is that called a halachic eating or not? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Detrei Inyani Achilas Gasas Yesh. Two types of achila gasas. The origin of the brisker derech is right here. Tzvei dinim of achila gasas, says Rabbeinu Tam. Two types. One, says Rabbeinu Tam, is I'm full, but there's always room for jello. You know, there's always room for something. So I'm full. I don't have to eat. But, okay, that's called an eating. But if I'm totally stuffed, and if I eat one more morsel of food, I'm finished. I'm going to get sick. That's not called a halachic eating. That's patur on Yom Kippur. That's not yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So getting back to our issue, one, when we say ala sova, that does not mean that I'm totally stuffed already. That's why chachamina barosha, we eat the afikomen, bisman hazeh, we have to leave it a little room. So chas b'shalom, it shouldn't be an achila gasa and not be considered an achila. So that's what al hasova means, the mitzvah of Karan Pesach, is to eating it as one becomes full. Vayter, misharshei mitzvah zu, the shorish behind this mitzvah, kedei sheyizachar hayehudim la'olam hanisim agadolim sh'asalem Hashem Yisbarach. B'yitzias Mitzrayim. Obvious, Karan Pesach is about remembering all the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us in Mitzrayim. If you look in the Chizkuni in Parshas Bo, he takes every single halacha and detail of the story of Korban Pesach, and he says every one of it was to be margiz and to make fun of and insult the Mitzrayim and to get at them. First of all, the Korban is their god, the Seh. They worship, the Egyptians worship the Seh, the sheep, and therefore we take it dafka to show them that this is what we're doing to their god. What did we have to do in Mitzrayim? We had to tie it to our beds 4 days before. What do you think a goat does when it's tied to a bed for 4 days without being able to let out? It was bleeding. So the Egyptians, I'm sure they lived very close, right? So they heard the whole night their god. They knew what was going on. They knew that their god was tied to the beds of the Jews. What happens? You have to roast it. We'll learn about that. Roasting it, because you ever walk by, you can tell when somebody's having a barbecue. Right? Roasting, everybody can smell. They can smell their god being roasted. You have to roast it whole, as also we'll talk about. Every detail was to remind them that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. Every day, when is it Bein Rabbayim? Late afternoon, because that's when everybody comes back from work. Right? Every single detail, the Chizkuni goes through every one of the details to show it's all about reminding them that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's the point. That's the shorish of the mitzvah. Continuing, dini ha-mitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, kigon. For example, zman shchitaso b'yom emas. When is the time for shchita? V'shehu nishchat b'shalosh kitas b'azara. And it's shechted in the three groups. All of Klal Yisrael split into three groups in the azara. V'chi dochen shabbos alav. And it's doche shabbos. V'dini minuyav. One has to be appointed to the group before the time. V'kriyas ha-halel alav. There's a halel that we say during shchitas ha-pesach. The Gemara talks about chatzotzros are blown. That is all discussed in Maseches Pesachim. One note on the time. Right, the page before we said, when is the time? When do you shecht the Korban Pesach? So we said in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. There is a unique halacha to the shechting of Korban Pesach. It is the only korban that is shechted outside the poles of the Korban Tamid. We usually have a mitzvah to have the Korban Tamid as the first korban of the day and the last korban of the day. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim. That's called aseita hashlama. You're mashlim all korbanos between the tamids. Korban Pesach is the only exception to the rule. Korban Pesach is shechted after the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach. That's the din. Special din, that's the zman of the Korban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch, we'll get to it, discusses it in at length. But that is related to the zman of the Korban, the zman of the Korban Pesach. Okay, one other point related to the zman. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim tells us there's also something unique about Korban Pesach. Generally, if I shecht a korban with the wrong kavana, I have an ola and I think it's an asham. I have a shlamim, I think it's an o. Anything? So it's kosher, it's good, but it just doesn't count as a fulfillment of the obligation of the owner. That's the first mission in Zvachim, daf beis. Kol Zvachim shizbechu shlo lishman ksherim. Any korban that shechted shlo lishma for the wrong korban is kosher. Elo shlo olo lebailim l'shem chova. But it doesn't count to fulfill the obligation of the bailim, except for two. Two exceptions to the rule. Chatas, by a korban chatas, if I don't have a chatas in mind for this person, then it's pasul. A chatas needs to be connected to the person who is bringing this to get a kapara. So chatas, which we'll talk about in the future, and the second one, Pesach bizman Pesach. Korban Pesach bizman Korban Pesach. If I shecht it l'shem a different korban, it's pasul. That's the halacha. There's a machlokes tanaim, an amazing machlokes tanaim, in the following Mishnah on Dav Yud Aleph Beis and Zvachim. What if I shecht the Korban Pesach with the raw kavan is the morning of Korban Pesach, of Erev Pesach? Not in the afternoon. The afternoon is for sure the right time. And if I do it then, so it's possible. What about the morning? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yoshua and Ben Becerra. Ben Becerra passels. How does he passel? We just said only if you shechet korban Pesach at its proper time is it pasul. What do you mean the morning? Ah, the lumdus is that Ben Besira holds that even though physically, befoal, I cannot shech the Karan Pesach until the afternoon, it's already called the Karan Pesach from the morning. We find sometimes, we're not going to go into it right now, that we can have the object of a mitzvah come into existence before you could actually do the mitzvah. So maybe it's called the Karan Pesach already in the morning, even though you can't shech it. When is a lulav called a lulav? There's a Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, which seems to say that a lulav is called a lulav right when Yontif starts, even though I can't shake a lulav until the next day, until it's Yom. Lekachtem lachem by Yom Arishon. But this is in terms of the Zman Shechita is the afternoon, but it might be called a Karan Pesach even earlier. One final point, and then we will stop. Again, a lot to talk about here on Karan Pesach. One final point, and that is in Os Hey, the Minchas Chinuch discusses a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam says, and this is a big bar mitzvah pshetel topic for any bar mitzvah boy who becomes bar mitzvah during Svira. It's a similar type of question. The Rambam says, if a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah, if a boy turns 13, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, what's the halacha? So the Rambam says in Os Hey, the Os Hey, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam, that Katan Shin is Gadol Mishnei Pesachim, he has to do Pesach Sheni. Got to bring in next Pesach. But, im shachtu alav barishon, patur. If they had him in mind on Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Minchas Chinuch on the Rambam, how is that possible? He's a katan? It should be just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if somebody eats matzah when they are having a seizure, and they are totally incoherent, and they're like a shote, they're not yotze, they have to eat matzah afterwards. Doesn't count. So what's the difference between that case and the case here of a katan? If he was a katan, b'shas, Pesach Rishon, how could it count that he's yotzi, he's Karan Pesach? So the Minchas Chinuch does not answer the question. Sarach Ian. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Karan Pesach answers for the Rambam. He says that the difference between Karan Pesach and matzah. Matzah is a chovas gavra. I can't fulfill a chovas gavra, an obligation, you know, without, if I'm in a state of ptur. You can't. There's nothing else to talk about. There's a chiyuv, and you can't fulfill your chiyuv. Says the Rambam, you know what the chiddush of Karan Pesach is? One could fit and fulfill it even without a chiyuv. What he says, you could be shayach. That's the chiddush of ish selavesavos, selabayas. There's a chiddush that you could be shayach to the Karan Pesach even without a chiyuv of the Karan Pesach. What we might call a kiyum. You could get a kiyum a mitzvah even without a chiyuv a mitzvah. It's not exactly a kiyum, but that's how Reb Chaim suggests for the Rambam, that even if a katan only became a gadol after Pesach Rishon, he could be yotze enough that he wouldn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, this takes us some of the mitzvah's ideas behind the mitzvah of Shechitas Karan Pesach. At the end, I didn't mention the Sefer HaChinuch says this is one of only three cases. Though we know Karan Pesach is one of the two mitzvahs we mentioned already, that if I don't bring it, I'm chayav karis. Pesach and Milah, we already did both of them. If I don't bring a Karan Pesach b'shogeg, the usual rule is, by every chayav karis, if I would have done it b'mezen or chayav karis, if I did it b'shogeg, I'm chayav a karban chatas. There are many of them. The first mission increases, list them off, three exceptions. There are three cases where if I did it b'mezen, I'm chayav karis, b'shogeg no chatas. Pesach is one of them. Pesach and Mila, because there's never a Karan Chatas for an Aseh, and Megadef, cursing God, Chas V'Shalom, because there it's Ein Bo Maisa. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch ends off with, a Yesod to know, the three Averis that are Chayev Kares, but there is no Chatas, those three. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem will continue tomorrow.